case number 10732, Robert Dobbs, west of Road 273A, southeast of Wellington Place, being lot 4, phase 10 within Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club. This is a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through line and a variance from the height requirement for a fence. This one was left open.
This is one where he wanted to construct the home, the handicap home, put the pool or the fence around it.
Want to pass again? I'll show you.
So it's something about being left open to allow the office to report back, is that right?
For other variances in the area.
Right.
And there have not been. There are, if you pass it all the way down.
Okay.
Two lots from him, lot 6, he's lot 4, had an in-ground pool. It was permitted June of 05, and a certificate of compliance was issued October 05. I had Dean Pettijohn, the inspector of the area, go down and verify that it does meet the 40 feet, and it does.
Okay.
But that lot is much, much bigger than the applicant's lot. So,
but then
and there are other pools in the development.
And in two of those, it looks like it's the same size or smaller than the applicant's lot. Mm-hmm. You know,
but they're not through lots, the interior.
Right, okay.
It's just...
Well, my thought was, I mean, the house isn't built, and the you know, if a pool, I mean, there's certainly the square footage available within the setbacks to have a pool in the house. So,
but I think he had said though the way he built that the garage was, he didn't just handicap accessible, and he had to build the garage. He built that way to get out with.
Okay.
Isn't that what he had said?
So, you know, if the house isn't built, why don't you flip the house and put the pool, or move the house over and put the pool on the other side of the house or something? I mean, you know, being the house isn't built.
Right.
I would think, I mean, I believe there's enough square footage to put the size house they want and a pool there within the setbacks.
I mean,
we got a lot of area, even though they don't want it. I understand they don't want it on the other side of their garage. But there's still enough area there to accommodate the pool that they want. So if they redesign the home or move the home over, they could probably make it fit.
And move that down.
The setbacks are what, 30, 40, 10, and 10?
Yes, 30 from Wellington, 40 from
okay.
Country Club Road, and 10 from the sides. If it wasn't a through lot, it would have been able
right.
to be 6, but it's two fronts.
Right.
Two road fronts, yeah, that's what you wrote down. What's he got here, Mrs. Andrews? That the lot is unique, that it has two road frontages that would not alter the character of the neighborhood since there are other pools in development. And existing hedge will block the view of the pool from the road, and that the dwelling when it's built is handicap accessible for his father. Neighbor support. It's a minimum to 4 variance, the 4 relief, and that the pool be approximately 12 feet from the rear of the dwelling. That's what he said.
There's almost 5,600 square foot of buildable space.
Right.
With those setback requirements.
Well, Mr. McCabe? do you feel on this, with this?
It would seem to me that no matter where he puts it, he's going to have a variance.
Right.
So I don't see where it makes any difference whether it leaves it where it is or moves it.
Right.
I would prefer to leave it where it is.
Mr. Workman?
I sort of agree with John. I mean, the house is not built yet. They can move it around to adjust for that.
Mr. Workman?
It's a good point that, you know, nothing's constructed yet, so.
I don't think they looked at it yet.
No.
So it could be a change yet. And they didn't even talk about a change at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's a possibility to change that up.
Right.
If they want. It'd be something different than built.
Right.
Not built.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if there's no further discussion and everybody's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I don't see where the applicants cut the standards for granting a variance. First and foremost, it's created by the applicant. Given the fact that there's 5,600 square feet of buildable space, the house they want to build appears to be about, 20, certainly less than 3,000 square feet. It can be developed, and it's not necessary. I don't feel it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, so I make a motion we deny the case.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I have one question, Susan. All these checks, they get variances for these, for pools?
No, that's just the four.
Who's got pools? Okay.
No, they don't have pools.
They don't have pools.
No, I wrote on there where the pools are.
Where the pools are,
you don't
okay.
have a copy. I gave you a copy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we had denied case number 10,732. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Vote is 3-2. Case is denied. Okay.
Next case.